Joe at RT.ie. Danielle, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, Joe?
Good. Are you out of your house at the moment, Danielle?
I am, Joe, yeah. I've had to move out. I'm afraid to be there, to be honest with you, after the weekend incidents and everything else.
And what happened?
Well, Friday night into Saturday morning, or Thursday night into Friday morning, the first incident was a brick came through my bedroom window, inches away from where me and my son sleep.
Yeah.
And then I had to leave. I was afraid that I didn't know what was going on because I had there was no issues with anybody. So I had left then. I had gone up to my granny's house to stay there with my son, gathered a few kind of bits, and we came back Saturday to grab a few more things, and another brick had gone through the window.
Good God. And any idea why, Danielle? What's happening in your estate?
Oh, Joe, it's out of control down there. Absolutely out of control. It's just there's raids every day. And my own, like, since I'm there 2 years now, I came from the homeless list. So when these offered this to me, I had no choice. This was all, like, do you know what I mean? It was my only choice, so I had to kind of take it. And then they put me down there, and it's just in the middle of bedlam. I'm above somebody, she's below me, or anyway, they've been sectioned, this person.
Oh,
and it's just crazy. So I'm dealing with her. I've had to disconnect my bell. She's ringing, running up my stairs. She's throwing stones at my window. And now I'm dealing with the gangs around the estate. Is just
and
getting worse.
You say the raids. Who's raiding who for what?
The guards and the drugs units, they're raiding different houses in my estate constantly.
And who's selling, I don't know the names, but who's selling the drugs?
The whole estate. I'm getting knocks on my door, like, at night time, 11:30, looking for painkillers, looking for sulfadines, and you're not giving them out, you're getting it, like, do you know what I mean? And that's how it is down there. Like, kids as young as 12, you know, and I can't raise my son in that environment. I'm working with a local councillor and TD and stuff, and I've requested from Fingal County Council social workers and stuff, because I'm just not getting anywhere with this. Fingal are passing back to the housing body, which is North and East Housing. They're passing me to Fingal County Council, and no one seems to want to take responsibility. And the councillor I have been dealing with, who's been kind of fighting on my behalf and sending emails on my behalf, has told me that this North and East Housing has really told them that they're in the middle of recruiting somebody, so they've nobody really that's taking care of the situation right now. Do you know what I mean? And I'm nearly it's like they're just afraid, because there's so much antisocial behaviour going on in the estate that they're just not doing anything about it. Like,
but you say there's 12, 13, 14-year-olds selling drugs on your estate?
Yeah.
Openly?
Openly, yeah. All over the estate. So I don't know whether I sent in the video. I can send it in to you.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, there's been, like, just over the weekend there was, like, he must be 13, held down on the ground. Do you know what I mean? Trying to buy five or six different garages. There was the drug squad cars. There was vans. There were cars. It was just crazy. And it's like this constantly, drug raids being going on. And you know, my son. I said it to one of your colleagues there. My son about 3 weeks ago. My son walked in with a bag of cannabis in his hand and asked me what it was. Like, it's everywhere. It's all over my estate. They're obviously hiding it in places and.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm at my wit's end. I'm having to live out of bags now with my son, and he goes to school in Rush, and we're staying with a family member now in Swords, and he starts school at 8:30. I had to get up this morning nearly 6:15 and bring him travel on buses, because we've had to leave our home because I'm afraid, like, the next brick is just going to come in on top of us.
And by the way, Danielle, do you think that they're bricking your house because they think your anti-drugs are might be even ringing the Gardaí to say there's open drug dealing going on?
Well, I'd say so, because the guards are coming. I don't know, really. I don't really know. I think the guards are coming to the house, you know. But my issue is, you know, I was keeping myself to myself and trying to get... I want to just get out of that situation, do you know what I mean? And that's what I was doing, and keeping myself to myself. But there's no, I can't do that when there's bricks coming through my window, do you know? I'm not going to sit there quiet and not open my mouth and be bullied and bullied out of my own home, do you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there, Danielle. James, good afternoon. 51551, James.
How are you, Joe? How are you?
You're moving your house out of your house because of drug dealing as well.
Yeah, it's not as bad as that lady's there that's talking to you, but it's not good for in the area I am now. It seems to be pretty rampant everywhere, you know.
And how close are you to the drug dealers?
Well, a couple of yards.
And how does it impinge on your life?
Well, it's just the whole neighbourhood has gone. Yeah. It's gone uneasy in the whole neighbourhood now because we're kind of we've taken on we're watching the estate, and I mean the guards they're under resourced as it is to try and deal with it. They're trying to deal with bigger fish, but I mean it's the smaller fish that are causing problems in the estates, and the bigger lads are using the smaller lads to distribute it. You know. But,
and how do you know it's drug dealing?
I'm a bit long on the tooth now to know that it's not. I found the little dime bags in the estate. I've seen them on the roads. I've seen them dealing on the road. I've approached them. I've ran them. I've done the whole. I mean, I'm getting too old for it now. So I think it's time to move. You know.
You say you've ran them. How did they react when you?
They just do one of them. I mean, you know, the cars coming into the estate, that people that are not from the estate, and they're on the. I mean, they're still down. Last week there, we had one dealer come in, and he comes down, blatantly comes down to the end of the road and into the bit of forestry, and then a motorbike came in behind him, and he got off, and he went in, and another girl went in, and that's been going on. It's kind of there's a particular day, one or two days in the week, where they seem to be. The suppliers are out, but the neighbours come out on the road and that scuppered that.
CCTV?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And does that not deter them?
No, because, I mean, the stuff that I have and some of the neighbours have is kind of covert. You know, you wouldn't really notice it, but, I mean, we have a good view of that whole estate.
How long has this rampant drug dealing been going on?
I'm living in my area over 25 years. And I only started, for what I could see, from about 2017. It just kicked off, then the gangs were coming in and they were queuing outside particular houses all hours of the morning, coming and going. You know, the guards, though, as I said, have been pretty active. And as I said, they're under. They'll be in the catchment area of Farnham Gardaí, you know.
I'm looking at just talking about what these medics were mentioning yesterday about the episodes in psychiatric hospitals from cannabis use, and there's a graph here. It's increased from in 2004 from about for the under 25s from about 700 to 2016. It's well over doubled. It's doubled. It's about 1700, and then for all. Including obviously under 25 year olds, it's increased from 1,000 in 2004 to 2,500. These in terms of episodes, psychiatric episodes, it's to 2,500, and that's the their official stats. So there has been a dramatic increase in the sale of cannabis, obviously, the use of cannabis, because they're just the psychiatric treatment episodes, which obviously someone would have to present at a hospital. So it's more than doubled in the last, even go back to 2009, it's gone up significantly. Danielle, do you know what drugs they're selling? Yeah, cannabis, obviously.
Yeah, anything and everything, Joe, you'd want to get your hands on, you can guess. It's just, my problem is the antisocial behaviour, and it's nobody wants to take the blame. I'm into Fingal County Council. They're telling me to go to the North and East Housing Body. They're telling me there's nothing they can do. You have to go back onto the guards. And the guards are, like that man said, they are trying to help me as much as they can. Do you know what? When that happened with the brick going through the window, they called from door to door. But like that, nobody's going to open their mouths because they're afraid.
And Danielle, bear with me in this question. Danielle, would your estate, like people listening, I'm not going to say where it is, but would people know that, that estate is now well known for drug dealing?
Oh, 100%. Okay. So 100%. You know, before this brick incident happened, I still had it up to my eyes with what I'm dealing with below me and out on the road. And the particular politician I had in with me, he had come up because he had heard about the lady below me, and he had heard about like this thing I'm talking about, this person. You're living with boarded up, like there's a person living in there, there's boarded up houses, there's smashed windows, you know, and nobody's doing anything about it. What I was told by my housing body, North and East Housing, was nothing about what happened or nothing, you know, about the incident. They had just told me, you know, you're responsible for paying for this window. And, you know, I just think if it was me causing the issues or if it was me doing all this stuff, I'd be put on my put out, and that day you're gone. You're nothing.
What about would your insurance cover the broken windows?
No, well, you see, I'm in a county council place, and where I am.
Have you told the council you're out of it?
I've told them, and they have told me. Well, look, I was homeless, and I went on that list for 6-7 years, and this is where I think because they had such a housing crisis, the North and East had housed me in.
If you're homeless before, Danielle, which unfortunately you were, you don't want to be in that situation again.
So no, and you're going to take anywhere. Yeah,
it must have taken some people can get a glimpse of how badly that area is, and you're being treated that you actually would go back into that. You're forced back into that situation again.
Yeah, okay. And that's it. Just my whole son's life has been uprooted, you know, and we're living out of bags because of people in causing doing whatever they want and no control in the area.
What about their parents, Danielle?
Their parents, Joe, seem to be very happily in that situation. They're out on curbs drinking with their 14-year-old sons, and these people are double, triple my age.
Yeah.
Do you know, they seem to be pretty happy down there. Like, you know, that's why I need some sort of help to get out of there, and nobody seems to want to take responsibility.
Okay. Danielle Pepper, mind yourself. I hope you get sorted very, very quickly. It sounds like an awful episode. And James, also, it'll be a wrench for you if you're living in an area 20 years and you feel you have to move because of drug dealing, James.
It's going to be, because I said we really don't know where, we haven't kind of decided where we're going to go to. But, I mean, in the long term, Joe, if it keeps going on and I'll end up getting locked up, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, it's as it is, we're out policing the area, watching it as much as we can, and there's only so much we can do. I mean, it'll come to a head at some stage, and I don't particularly want to go down that road, you know. But so I just decided it's time to move. A lot of these guys are, they're school going age, they're secondary school going age, it's quite rampant in the schools, I've no doubt about it.
Okay. Danielle Pepper and James, 51551, thank you both.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Paula, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Back to Danielle's call, James. That's two people already said they're moving house because of drug dealing. What's your situation?
Okay, my situation is I can't move house. I'm in a private estate in Carlow.
Yeah.
And the drug is rampant. They're buying, they're selling on the middle of the street, in the middle of the day, all through the night. And I have a mortgage, mm-hmm. and I have nearly 10 years left on the mortgage. And I'm not in a position to sell the house, and couldn't actually give the houses away at the moment with the antisocial behaviour and the drugs. The houses have dropped to a value of 70,000.
Okay. And happening? What's happening in your estate?
The drugs is just rampant in it.
Well, sale, use, what?
There's a particular houses in it. These guys, girls, go and buy the drugs in it. They're taking them on the streets. Mm-hmm. They're selling on the street. They're coming from all over Carlow into the housing estate to buy the drugs. They're going around the estate out their heads. I was just coming out a few minutes ago. I met four. Three fellas and a girl, and they're just disgraceful. And I can't move. And then there's some of the houses, the banks have repossessed them, so they're all on HAP schemes. And these drug addicts are actually selling from them houses. I've been in contact with Carlow Gardaí for the last three or four years. Still going on.
Tell me about the Gardaí.
They come in, they raid the houses. The guys are laughing at them because they don't have the stuff in the houses. They have them maybe in a house four doors down.
They're never caught with it. They're never caught.
And then the Gardaí want the big seizure. They don't want the lad on the street with the €25 worth. And they get dropped off in local taxis any part of the evening outside all our houses, and the taxi drivers are waiting for them to go in to get their stuff and go on, or to use it on the street or whatever. So it's actually rampant up in where I live.
And do the count? The problem is it's a private estate.
It's private estate, but the council have bought so many houses
now. Okay,
yeah, this is what's happening. So some of the houses in the boom time, they were sold for 235,000. Now the council is able to buy one for 70,000. So there's a lot of these drug addicts in the houses, men and women. It's not only men now. And I don't know where to live in these situations because there's children living in the houses.
Good God.
You know? So.
And has this changed dramatically, or has it been a gradual development over the years?
Gradual, but it has changed dramatically with some families that have come into the estate. Like, I was born and reared in Carlow Town. Hmm. But some of these guys I would have known from growing up with them, and they're still at. They're still selling the drugs.
Okay.
You know?
Okay,
so
Paula.
It's not
okay.
only in Dublin.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
But I don't have a council house. I can get the council to move me. So,
you're stuck.
You know, I've 11 years left on a mortgage and we're just abandoned.
Now, would people in the area know what estate you're talking about, Paula?
Oh, I'd say so, every one of them, because it happens outside their doors.
Okay. Yeah. Paula, thanks indeed. 51551 continues. Joe at rt.ie. Tara Lockery Grant produced. And Ray Darcy is next.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe at rte.ie.